It's time for our second interview for the year in 2023. So in studio, we have Cosmos from SHOCO, which is also known as Students Health and Welfare Centers Organization, which has been collaborating with the Center for Extramural Studies at the University of Cape Town with their summer school. So Cosmos will be telling us more regarding that. And also, as the SAMs are celebrating 73 years, and to celebrate, they are offering free courses to the community and have collaborated with SHOCO this year as well. And SHOCO will be celebrating 80 years this year. And it's a great launch to let the community know SHOCO is still active and ready to go 80 years and beyond. Cosmos, good morning.
Good morning, Kusi, and thank you very much for having me.
Nice. Thank you very much for coming through to Bush Radio 89.5 FM. SHOCO, 80 years. You know, when I grew up, I knew that SHOCO has been there, especially where in my community where I'm from in Nyanga. They even had an offices there. 80 years. And how long have you been, though, with SHOCO?
Well, Kusi, I've been there for 2 years. I mean, I think it's, as you say, you know, SHOCO has been an institution in, you know, in Cape Town. And so, you know, not only you, I mean, there are a number of places where we go to where there is still a SHOCO house, although we have, we have moved away from, you know, from having the center as a, you know, a SHOCO center. So it's really, you know, we are an exciting organization, I think. You know, the community appreciates that. And we go there to really partner. We, you know, we don't go there. We don't just parachute in. We go there to partner. So we're really excited to, you know, to be 80 years strong and you know, moving forward for another 80.
Can you give me like a little bit of history of SHOCO for somebody who doesn't know what is this SHOCO all about?
Great. I think that what you gave the introduction is perfect. So, SHOCO, Andrew Keener was, a student at UCT in 1943, a medical student, you know, who looked around and he wanted to, you know, he wanted to something that he could do to, you know, to support, you know, to support his education. And for him, what he thought was the best thing to do was to drive around, you know, to drive the, a medical, you know, a medical vehicle, an ambulance, you know, in and around Kensington. And what he saw there was the need to have medical care, basic medical care with the community. And he went to his, you know, his professor then, Golden Seltzer, and that is how SHOCO be, you know, started. So it's really, you know, it has been a student-led organization right from the start.
It's crazy. It's crazy that a student can create something and still be going for 80 years. And obviously within that 80 years, there have been people who have been partnering with SHOCO or other students also working via SHOCO, you know, in different communities. Has it been like that?
Indeed. I mean, we are Africa's largest student-led organization. So, though, you know, geezers like me are there to support the, you know, to support the students, but it's always about the UCT students that are raring to, you know, to partner with the community to go and intern, and volunteer and do some good work in the communities. So we are there. I think the guys like myself and, you know, our executive director and the team, we're there really to support the students. But it's always been about the UCT student volunteers. And that is what we really, are hoping to continue, you know, making SHOCO going forward.
If you have just tuned in on Bush Radio 89.5 FM, and speaking to Cosmo all the way from SHOCO. So now this year, 2023, obviously there is upcoming plans. There's ideas that you as an organization wish to achieve. What are some of those things, though, so far that you have lined up? I know that one of them you'll be talking about it a little bit later on now.
So I think, you know, it's really going back to basics, Kusi. The we have three, what we call actually two pillars, that is Shoko Health and Shoko Education. And Shoko Education includes, some of our law students who do Shoko Law. And basically, so in Shoko Health, we run weekly clinics to communities around Cape Town. So our medical students get onto a bus at 5. And work all the way to 10 p.m. in some of our communities. And that is twice every weekday and on a weekend, on a Saturday. Then we have a lot of projects and programs that we are running in education, at Shoko Education. This includes medical, the issue of health. We take mental health very seriously. So there are a number of mental health interventions that we have in our communities. We're trying to make sure that the learners in schools have support by some of our really incredible volunteer students from UCT. And so there are a number of, and then we're now looking at digital literacy, in schools and in communities. So these are some of the things that we are doing at Shoko at the moment.
And what's crazy is we're in a world now, we're in the so-called new world where things are changing, as you were mentioning earlier on, going digital, digital literacy. What are some of the things that have put Shoko in a different path, especially when it comes to things like COVID-19, which forced a lot of organizations to either adapt or quit? So obviously Shoko is still around. It adapted, to the new world. Has it helped Shoko to adapt in this new world, or is it kind of like you lost a lot of things that you could have done easily if the pandemic didn't come?
See, Kusi, I think, the pandemic was a really disaster at every level, but I think mostly it really amplified the divide that we have in South Africa, for instance. You know, there are kids that were able to transition very easily from the teacher to student in the classroom to digital learning. That was easy for them because they had a computer at home. They had good Wi-Fi. So it was a lot easier for them to do that. But for some of the underserved communities, it was really a massive disaster. It just set us back much further than they were. So I think what really has happened, as some American, politician said, is, we don't waste a good crisis. And that's really what we are trying to do. So we have taken the pandemic and just, shown how that divide can be bridged. And we are really hoping with our partners like Dell, partnerships like the HCI Foundation locally that is funding us, and a lot of other funders. These are the things that we wanted to do at Shoko, to make sure that we can partner with other community organizations in and around Cape Town to really get our learners the best that they deserve.
Is Shoko celebrating 80 years this year? What is the plan? What are you planning to do?
Well, a good plan always is to have everybody that is listening, anybody that has, a wealthy uncle and auntie to really dig deep into their pockets and give the good support to Shoko. So we would really appreciate it to have funding to be able to drive our work. But also what we really wanted to do is, people that might not have the capacity to support us financially is to see how they can support us, come volunteer with us, volunteer to the communities where we are serving. And that is, I think, how we all make a difference.
And then, as soon as you work in these different communities, you become attached to a point where you wish you can do more. But the problem is obviously it's funds. You can't do certain things. Have you ever, Shoko, also come across that? Obviously in the 80 years, that's an obvious one.
I mean, the challenges, Kusi, you know, in a lot of these communities, I know, Maz, I think we know them. We know it's the security issues, the issue of safety, it is the issue that there are people that are willing to go and volunteer to give support. But there are issues that we need to tackle on the ground. So ours is really, Ashoko, is, as I said earlier, is not so much to try and get, something that we think works. We want to be able to get involved with the communities, the community organizations that are doing amazing work in these communities. Our security, the police service, who joining us to make sure that, our students, when they are driven to these communities, that they can come out of there safe and, without any problems. So we can all make a difference. The community members themselves can make sure that when we are there, that we are giving support to something that they need, something that they want, rather than something that we think they need.
If you have just joined us now, it's been to Cosmo, all the way from Shoko Students Health and Welfare Centers Organization. And then you are collaborating with the Center for Extramural Studies. Tell me more regarding that.
You know, Kusi, I think I mentioned probably to your producer that what I didn't want to do is tangle myself when it comes
To talking about other organizations. No,
it's absolutely okay. I think I'm trying to hedge here from probably talking a lot more than I understand about the summer school.
Yeah.
But I think, as you mentioned, summer school has been running in UCT for 73 years. So what we really wanted to do, is to try once again and take the amazing lectures that are being given at the summer school to the community. And I think, Ashoko, what we wanted to do is try and get them telecast to our hall in Kensington. And this is just a donation from the summer school, really. None of the guys that are attending the courses at Kensington is paying anything. So this is just one way of getting the very best that UCT and, Cape Town can offer, and getting that to the communities, which is the kind of partnership we are hoping to, we're hoping to continue running, to our communities.
As one professor said, history is like a rear view mirror of a car. You know, you always look where you're coming from. So in 2022, what are some of the highlights for Shoko that you can touch on?
I think just being here, Kusi, being here and, knowing what kind of challenges organizations like Shoko are going through at the moment is a big deal. So what there is really post COVID, the fact that we had to try and reset, the fact that we had to reconnect some of the ideas that Jackie, who is our executive director, has done, is reconnect heavily with the alumni. So we've been really able to, to reset Shoko, and we are hoping that 2023, as we start our 80th year, that we can really get Shoko back to its full strength. So we're really looking forward. We feel the foundation is strong, and we are looking forward to doing some really incredible work with our partner communities.
And Cosmo, you were touching like the Shoko law also, right? Can you break it down for me? Within Shoko, what are some of the things you guys do? Because it seems like it's not only on health only.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think once again, our volunteer Shoko Law volunteers are students that are studying law at UCT. In actual fact, one of the members of our board is the dean of law at UCT. So, what we want out of Shoko Law is to get these students to go to the communities, bring the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to the people. We know that, we are a country that is plagued by violence, and we wanted to know that if there are, in cases where there is abuse at home, what are the rights of those that are, the kids and women that are being abused? Where can they go? It's really getting the rights and responsibilities of the community to be well known, and this is really what the students are trying to achieve at Shoko Law.
Is it only Shoko Law and Shoko Health?
No, I think so. Again, without confusing the audience, yes. I think what we have, so we run Shoko as two pillars. So there is Shoko Health, which is obviously the medical students volunteering, as I explained. And in Shoko Education, Shoko Law is a sub, a sub pillar of education. So we actually wanted to say we run two pillars, Shoko Health and Shoko Education. But the Faculty of Law, where a lot of our Shoko Law students volunteer from, are a pivotal, they're pivotal members of the team. And we do really want to also encourage, schools and communities to be able to partake of what these students have to offer.
If you have just tuning in Bushradio 89.5 FM, in studio have Cosmo all the way from Shoko. Sir, I want to know though, as an organization that touches, deep down into these different communities, where do you see the future, especially when it comes to education? Because we know that in South Africa, there's a when the stats came out, it shows that there's a lot of students that drop out, not only in university, but also in high school, including primary school, which is so scary. So as Shoko, who's an organization that is also there, seeing these things, where do you see the future of the country? Obviously, this is your personal opinion,
Indeed. Because, look, I think, again, I can't, what really excites me again is, it isn't, again, guys like me, saying, talking here. I'm speaking on behalf of these young guys. The guys that are volunteering, our student volunteers, are young people. They connect very well with their peers, or at least, the younger of them in these communities. So I think the fact that we have students that are willing to volunteer, the students that are volunteering and doing good work into education is in itself a very, very good sign. So I'm very positive. I think that we are on a good path. We just needed to make sure that we can encourage and support the students that are volunteering, so that they can get this, that they can show what is doable in the communities that we partner with.
What are you hoping to achieve with Shoko this year?
I mean, the exciting thing really, what I really wanted to do is probably refer the audience to our website, which is www.shoko.org. To see what it is that we are doing. I think everything that we're trying to do, we know that there are no easier wins here, but we want to be able to give programs, projects that are sustainable in the long term. So I think, again, without reducing the discussion to what I think, I would just encourage the audience to log on to our website and just see how what it is that we are trying to achieve in the long term.
Talking about that, that was going to be my other question of where can people find Shoko? Is it only on the website or also on social media?
We are actually on website or social media platforms. So again, you just really encourage. And of course, we are housed at the Grota Skill Hospital. That is where our head office is. And with our centers in Khayelitsha and Kensington.
Nice. And in Nyanga, is the Shoko in Nyanga closed down or Nyanga was?
Kusi, I think, it's always been a sort of rationalizing. Yeah. So I think.
To be honest with you, that show, I grew up close to that Shoko. That Shoko was huge. Like, we would see all these, students coming through the community, sometimes going door to door, checking, asking things about health. And all of a sudden now we're like, hey, what happened to that Shoko?
We definitely haven't run away from any community, but we do know that I think real estate has costs.
Yo.
And it's always, a choice between, what we do. Do we support, a building, or are we able to run?
Back to Nyanga. If your boss are listening, come back to Nyanga.
We are there, Kusi. In fact, one of the, without probably naming the school, without, without their permission, we are in one of the primary schools in Nyanga. So we do operate from there, and you know, we still are pretty involved with other organizations in and around the Klipfontein corridor.
Yeah, I had to squeeze that in quickly. Okay, before I let you go, what we always ask our guest is to give words of motivation or encouragement for the listeners listening now. As we were speaking earlier on about pandemic, a lot of people went through a lot, losing jobs, losing loved ones, you know, some haven't healed through those wounds. What would you like to say to that listeners listening now?
I think, there's really no doubt that, you know, a lot of us have gone through a hell of a lot over the last 2 or 3 years. You know, the heart has been there. But I think if you again look at what is happening, the people that are giving is not because they have a lot a lot more than they've got. They give because they really have a heart to giving. And that in itself is a very, very good way of the healing process. So I really encourage all that are listening to partner with their communities, to partner with organizations like Shoko, and hopefully we can really make a difference.
Nice. That is Cosmo all the way from Shoko at UCT on 89.5 FM. Sir, thank you very much for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
We hope to have you, though, in the middle of the year, so to find out what are some of the things you've achieved.
It will be a great pleasure. Thanks very much.
Nice. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.